few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I believe we can learn as much from failure as we can from success, if not more. It is with this principle in mind, we have started Failure Friday. It is this new segment, been running for a couple months now, a collection of short stories all about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. Just like our Throwback Thursday segment, you'll hear directly from side hustlers who have struggled to get something off the ground. They'll tell you a quick story of something that went very wrong. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Glad you're out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host, and I have been enjoying this segment so much. I hope you have as well. The stories that we've been sharing, they tend to vary a bit, but often the story begins with an idea, what the person thought would happen, and then, of course, what really happened, and finally, what they learned from it. So there's often a bit of a gap between that part about how here's what they thought was going to happen, and here's what actually happened in the end. That's often where the adjustment and expectations, you know, has to take place, and then hopefully some lesson after that as well. But the whole entrepreneurial journey, just like the whole life journey, is one that consists of mistakes, missteps, sometimes disasters, sometimes failure, but hopefully a bit of regrouping and redirection. We try, however, in this segment to focus more specifically on the actual mistake or disaster or whatever went wrong, rather than just, you know, skipping ahead to the lesson, because when you are going through something difficult, you're not necessarily thinking like, oh, I'm going to get through this and it's going to be fine on the other end. I mean, it probably will be, and you probably know that even when something difficult is occurring. But, you know, in that moment, it can seem very wrong, right? So we just want to stay in that moment a bit. Today's short story features Chris Waters. This guy has an incredible business. I love what he does. We first featured him in episode 943, Reddit Secret Santa Delivers Sack Full of Adventure. So he has built a whole business around something that is an incredibly fun project, a project slash business slash mission. But even a Secret Santa has some fails along the way. So let's hear from Chris about a point in his client contract that he was a bit too relaxed about, perhaps, until he learned his lesson. So over to him, and I'll come back at the end to wrap us up.
Hi there. My name is Chris Waters. I go by The Architect. I founded a bespoke event planning business called Constructed Adventures, where I build out seemingly serendipitous perfect days and wild adventures for clients. A really easy term to latch onto is just very elaborate treasure scavenger hunts. Anyway, early on in the business, I was still trying to figure out pricing. A lot of event planners just charge a flat rate for the whole thing and then do their best to try to get the margins to a point where they're making a profit that's worth their time. So that's what I was doing. And I ended up getting to adventure number 7. For context now, I've done 74 adventures. So this was very, very early on. And it was a Valentine's Day anniversary adventure. And this was early on, so I wasn't charging enough money anyway, but I made one big mistake, and that is charging a flat rate for the whole adventure. The problem with this is I send them to a restaurant where they're told they can order whatever they want, everything's already been covered. I thought this was going to be perfectly fine because it was Valentine's Day and many restaurants do prefixed meals and menus, so I can gauge how much it's going to cost. Unfortunately, the client and his fiance ended up ordering like 4 or 5 bottles of wine, which tripled the price of the Valentine's Day meal and went way over budget. So after working really hard to build this whole perfect date day, running the whole thing, I ended up losing money on the adventure because I didn't put any addendum capping the amount of money that they could spend. So lesson learned with this is now when the contract is sent and the budget is broken down is where I expect the money to go. There is a caveat that says, if this adventure goes over budget because you decided to spend $2,000 to $3,000 on food or wine because you wanted the most expensive thing, you're paying for those $2,000 to $3,000. I'm not going to eat that out of my flat rate. So my lesson that I've learned now is I charge a flat rate for my work, and everything else is charged on top of that, and that includes food, so they can order whatever they want without any risk to me. Thank you guys. I hope that was an enjoyable story. If you are an event planner, by all means, don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to hear how you do things. Cheers.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris. Really appreciate you sharing there. And I love everything that he's doing. As I mentioned before, very elaborate treasure scavenger hunts is how he describes it, creating seemingly serendipitous perfect days. Now, as you heard there in his story, Chris has a spirit of adventure. Even though it is a misadventure, turned into a misadventure in this case, he really believes in the work he does and creating these wonderful experiences for people, just, you know, with a limit on the food and beverage spend now. So never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is our overall theme for this segment. Check out Chris's website at constructedadventures.com, constructedadventures.com, or follow him on Instagram at constructed_adventures. Also, as you just heard, he's happy to hear from other event planners. And maybe there's somebody out there who wants to book a seemingly serendipitous perfect day. Check it out. There's an online form on his site where you can give him some information. He'll get back to you. If you have a question for us, if you'd like to update us about your side hustle, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you'll subscribe and come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.